The Uninvited Guest, a play. Let's go back to Africa. Do you remember our story about Asibi the ant and her friends from Nigeria in Lesson 36? Where is the country of Nigeria? Nigeria is in Africa. Point to Nigeria on the map of Africa below. Travel with us again through Nigeria, where you will meet a spider and her family. Do you feel excited to travel with us back to Africa again? We feel excited too. Let's go! There once was a beautiful spider named Princess Amaka. Amaka means beautiful in the Nigerian language. She was beautiful because of her 8 long legs, her 8 bright brown eyes, and the beautiful spider webs she spun in the village. Her father, the king spider of the village, wanted her to marry a spider who would be the prince. The problem with the king was that he wanted his daughter to marry a spider of his choice and in his time, and not a spider that was close to Princess Amaka's heart.
My dear Princess Amaka, I feel sad for you. You have met many spiders of the villages of Nigeria, but you have not yet chosen a prince. I feel sad and worried that you will be all alone when God decides to take your mother and me to heaven. If you marry, you and the prince will rule as king and queen of the village when we die.
Father, I feel sad too. I feel sad because you do not listen to my heart. You want me to choose a spider of your choice and in your time and not mine. I want to meet a nice spider who loves me. Didn't you marry my mother for love?
My dear Princess Amaka, you are right. We did marry each other for love. I feel sad too, my dear. I want you to feel happy and not sad. Perhaps your father and I should be patient.
But my dear queen, I do not feel patient. I want Princess Amaka to marry now. We will have a big dinner tonight. I will invite all the male spiders of my choice. She will choose her prince tonight.
Very well, my dear king. Princess Amaka, get ready for the dinner tonight. The dinner will be at 7 o'clock in the evening. Princess Amaka went to her room and cried. She felt very sad because her father, the king, did not listen to her heart. Meanwhile, the workers in the palace swept the floors, washed the windows, set the table for the guests, and cooked all the food. The king and queen wrote the invitations for the dinner. The invitations read, "Welcome, male spiders of the village. The king and queen of the village of Nigeria are having a big dinner tonight. Their daughter, Princess Amaka, will choose a prince. The dinner will be at the palace at 7 o'clock in the evening."
"Princess Amaka, you look beautiful. You must spin your webs when the guests arrive. Show the guests how beautiful and talented you are."
"Yes, Father, I will obey."
"Princess Amaka, our guests are here. They are waiting to see you." Princess Amaka looked at all the male spiders. She felt sad, lonely, and empty. Her heart did not feel full of love. She greeted all the spiders and showed them the beautiful webs she had spun around the palace. She spun and spun until the room was silent. There was not a sound. She turned around, and a spider with spots arrived at the door.
"Who are you? You do not have an invitation. You are not from my village. You must leave now. You are an uninvited guest."
"My dear king, this spider looks tired. He needs food and water. Come inside."
"He is not invited. He is not from our village. He must go now."
"But father, why are you so mean? We should help him. It is cold outside, and he is tired, thirsty, and hungry."
Listen, my dear Princess Amaka. You need to find your prince now.
Yes, Father. I will obey.
Princess Amaka was a good daughter. She always listened and obeyed her father. But this time, she gathered some food and a blanket and ran outside.
Wait! Wait! I have food for you!
You should not follow me here outside. It is very cold for a beautiful princess like you. I must walk you back to the palace.
I have food for you, and a blanket to help you feel warm. I am sorry my father was so unkind.
Thank you. You are not like your father. You are kind, giving, and helpful. You do not judge me because of my spots or because I am from another village.
You are nice, too. You see my heart, and not just the way I look or the webs I spin.
The spotted spider put the blanket around the princess to keep her warm. He walked her back to the palace. The king was waiting at the door. He was angry.
I said you are not invited. You must leave. You must never talk to my daughter again.
Wait, Father, I love him. He sees me as I am.
Look and listen. Look at Princess Amaka. She feels happy.
He is different. He comes from a poor village. He does not even spin big webs like the male spiders of our village.
He may not spin big webs. He may not come from a rich village. He may look different, but he is kind and sees good things in me besides the way I look. Father, it is time you looked into your own heart as well.
She is right. We have a smart, loving, and beautiful daughter who still spins the most beautiful webs throughout the villages of Nigeria. What are we waiting for? It is time to choose the prince. Princess Amaka chose the spotted spider from a different village to be the prince. The king even had him sit at the head table for dinner. They ate and laughed, and everyone was happy.
We thank all the invited guests this evening, and we give a special thanks and blessings to our uninvited guest, the prince.